It's one of my favorite days of the year. We get to get my good buddy Isaiah Mills of Fredericktown in the studios with us today, and he's brought his whole family with him today. Isaiah, good morning. How are you?
Good.
How's things going? You having a good year so far?
Yep.
Yep. What grade are you in at Fredericktown?
I am in fourth grade.
How are you liking it?
Good.
Good. Who's your teacher?
Miss Haferkamp.
Is she pretty nice?
Yeah.
Does she give you lots of homework?
No.
That's a really good teacher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're here today to talk about Isaiah's colorful heart. Tell us about Isaiah's colorful heart and what it's all about.
So, I started it when I had my heart surgery when I was 5 because I got really scared. And that's when a nice nurse came and brought me a coloring book, and it just made me smile. And then I thought around Christmas time, the kids don't get to go home for Christmas, so why not give them a Christmas present?
How many years have you been doing that?
This is the 5th.
5 years that you've been doing this?
Yeah.
Has it been a success? Have you had lots of coloring books donated?
Yes.
How many do you know offhand?
7,400 altogether. 7,400 altogether.
All together? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you go about collecting all these? By the way, this is Jason.
Yeah.
Well, I think I said this last year. You didn't just go through like a massive growth spurt here. This is your dad, Jason. Jason?
Yeah. One thing we do is we have drop boxes all around Fredericktown, and we've even expanded and have a few in Farmington this year. We have our schools, the Fredericktown School District, all four of the buildings are really good about our helping, and they send out Isaiah's flyer, and a lot of the kids in the community bring stuff. So it's a big community effort that has expanded, not just in the Fredericktown area, but the Farmington area has been a huge success in helping as well. Our church, Meadow Heights Church, does a lot too. They do part of a drive to help contribute some coloring pencils and markers and stuff for it as well. It's a lot of the community that jumps in and helps and pitches in to donate stuff as well.
How do you get the coloring books to the kids at the hospitals?
Well, I always have a checkup sometime in December around Christmas, and we just take them all up there then, and then we deliver them, and then they hand them out to all the kids.
What do the kids say when they get the coloring books?
Well, I really don't know because I've never actually handed one out, but I've always wanted to, but...
That's because the kids are usually in like quarantine areas where they can't really see a lot of other people, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, there's a big fundraiser coming up in November you wanted to tell me about too, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
We're having a cornhole tournament, and it's going to be on November 17th. Registration is from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and the tournament begins at 1:30. At the Fredericktown Middle School Cafetorium.
Is there an entry fee or anything like that?
There's just any $30 in coloring books or money for a two-person team.
Now, I understand you're a pretty good cornhole player.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing in the tournament?
Heck yes.
Heck yes. Who's your partner going to be?
I think it's going to be my pa.
Okay. Now, pa is in your dad or is in your grandpa?
Grandpa.
Did your dad and your grandpa kind of compete to see who could be who's good enough to be your partner?
No.
No? Paul just said, I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, really, he didn't even do that. I just said, you're going to be on my team.
Excellent. He's got good connections, you know, being a pastor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. You wanted to say thank you to some people, too, didn't you?
Yeah. I want to say thank you to... Pizza Hut, Subway, Parkland, Health Mart Pharmacy, Brown Self Storage, and Chuck's Shortstop in Fredericktown, and for donation drop-offs, and then Dr. Cordell Lake's office, Subway, and FCAC in Farmington.
So for folks who can't make it to the cornhole tournament, those are places they can go to make a donation at any time, right?
Yeah.
About how much longer will you be doing this before you collect the toys?
Isaiah's next appointment is December 6th, so we usually try to wrap it up pretty close to that that way, because we go through and every coloring book gets a stamp with his logo on it, so that the kids in the hospital can see that. And we've actually had stories come back on his Facebook page of people that have received his coloring books and went online to kind of look it up and see what it was about. So we try to wrap up the collection sometime the first week of December. That way we can get everything sorted and counted and all the coloring books stamped and ready to go up to Children's Hospital. So
it's an awesome thing you're doing, Isaiah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Everything's going great?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to say, either of you?
No.
I want to add one thing. This has been such a success over the years that last year we were able to actually expand to more than just Children's Hospital. We were able to drop a few coloring books off at Madison Medical Center in Fredericktown, which is where we live. But then we were also able to drop some off at Parkland Health Center here in Farmington to be able to help some of the kids in our own communities as well. So it's been a big success, and we can't be more thankful to the people in our area for pitching in and helping out with this project to try to bring smiles to kids during Christmas time.
It's an awesome thing. Isaiah, tell us about the family you brought with you today. Who all did you bring?
Well, I brought my mom, my dad, and my sister.
And the only reason you brought your sister is because you made her promise not to embarrass you on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Keely, are you doing okay over there?
Yeah.
You want to say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Okay, that's Keely saying hi. And Isaiah, keep up the great work, okay?
Okay.
All right, that is Isaiah Mills joining us with Isaiah's Colorful Heart here on the radio. Now, you're pretty good at what you do, but let's see if you're pretty good at what I do, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to have you introduce the next song for me.
Okay.
All you have to do is do what I do, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? All right, just repeat after me. Kickin' Country, J98, The Boot, 100,000 watts of FM stereo power coming your way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He's one of the biggest stars in the history of country music. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kenny Chesney on The Boot. Can you go, here's Kenny Chesney on J98?
Here's Kenny Chesney on J98.
That's really good.